Imagine wielding language so powerful it doubles your quotability overnight. This isn't about flowery prose or perfect grammar. It's about mastering the hidden techniques behind unforgettable expression. When Kennedy said, "Ask not what your country can do for you," or Roosevelt declared, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself," they weren't just speaking. They were employing specific rhetorical devices that burn phrases into memory. These techniques aren't reserved for presidents or poets. They're available to anyone willing to learn the craft of memorable language. Whether crafting emails that demand responses, presentations that close deals, or conversations that resonate for years, the difference between forgettable communication and language that changes minds isn't talent, it's technique. At the heart of every powerful message lies a pith, a concentrated essence of fewer than 12 words that anchors your entire communication. Think of Apple's Think Different, or Shakespeare's To Be or Not to Be. These aren't just catchy phrases, they're concentrated thought bombs that explode in the mind. Rather than starting with outlines and drafts, begin with your pith, that single seismic phrase that captures your core message. This approach transforms how ideas develop. When describing NASCAR as a gentlemanly demolition derby, or evolution as survival of the fittest, complex concepts suddenly become accessible and memorable. The pith method works because it forces us to identify what truly matters before getting lost in details. When struggling with complex topics, ask yourself, "What's the one phrase I want people to remember?" Once you have that North Star, everything else naturally organizes around it, whether in business presentations, social media posts, or everyday conversations. Words become unforgettable when they engage the three primary memory systems simultaneously: sounds, pictures, and associations. Sound functions as a powerful memory anchor. Consider how easily you recall advertising jingles from childhood. Hip-hop artists intuitively understand this, creating auditory tapestries through rhythmic, repetitive wordplay that listeners can recall verbatim years later. Visualization transforms abstract concepts into concrete images. When Churchill described the Iron Curtain descending across the continent, he wasn't just making a political point, he was creating a visual that defined the Cold War era. Associations bridge new thoughts with established experiences. This is why analogies comparing the internet to a highway or the brain to a computer proved so effective. They connected the unknown to the familiar. By deliberately engaging all three systems, ordinary sentences transform into expressions that resist forgetting, creating multi-sensory impressions that stick in the mind long after ordinary language has faded. Words aren't just meaning, they're music. The sounds we choose dramatically enhance impact and memorability. Onomatopoeia creates immersive storytelling. Consider how Spider-Man's thwip instantly evokes web-slinging, or how splash, boom, and crash bring scenes to life without elaborate description. Sound symbolism amplifies emotions by repeating specific letters, as in Vice President Agnew's infamous nattering nabobs of negativism. The repetition of the N sound created a phrase that outlived its political context. In branding, companies invest millions in names that simply sound right. Häagen-Dazs, created to sound Scandinavian despite being American, or Verizon, combining Veritas and Horizon. Wordplay invigorates language through puns, homonyms, and neologisms. When Shakespeare has Mercutio say, "Ask for me tomorrow and you shall find me a grave man," the pun on grave, serious/dead, adds emotional depth that straightforward language couldn't achieve. These sonic techniques don't just decorate language, they fundamentally change how we process and remember it. Language gains power through transformation, turning nouns into verbs, shifting word positions, and creating novel expressions. Verbing, deploying existing nouns as verbs, follows Shakespeare's innovative tradition. When we speak of adulting or ghosting someone, we condense rich narratives into brief, impactful phrases. Word positioning creates emphasis. Compare, "I don't like your attitude," with, "Your attitude I don't like." The second version places emphasis on attitude, creating a more pointed criticism. Repetition transforms words by driving home points or altering meanings through context shifts. Martha Stewart's promotional line, "It's a good thing," became, "It's a good business thing," simultaneously asserting toughness and promoting her brand. The "for want of a shoe" figure layers words to explain processes, as in Franklin's famous proverb, "For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost." This device crafts domino narratives of inevitability, leading audiences through logical paths with compelling clarity. These transformations inject freshness into tired phrases and capture attention through their unexpectedness. Words paint pictures in the mind, creating imagery that sticks with audiences long after abstract explanations have faded. The Mr. Potato Head technique describes a person or object by mixing and matching attributes from different sources, like describing someone as having the vocabulary of Shakespeare and the social grace of a rhinoceros. This not only entertains, but provides deeper understanding by spotlighting exaggerated traits. The Russian doll metaphor nests ideas within others to create complexity, as in Churchill's description of Russia during World War II as a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. Descriptive labeling pins succinct images onto subjects, morphing characteristics into memorable representations, like Prince Charles referring to Chinese leaders as appalling old waxworks. Definition attaches a vivid identity to concepts, as when defining off-road vehicles as lawsuits on wheels. By redefining familiar concepts, we invite audiences to see them from fresh perspectives. These visual techniques transform abstract ideas into concrete images that resist forgetting. Communication thrives on crafted tension. To paint a memorable picture of someone, blend contrasting traits to create compelling paradox. Historical figures like St. Paul, described as coldly sublime, intolerably just, demonstrate this technique. Juxtaposing virtues with flaws enriches descriptions and captures audiences, crafting truth through opposition. Oxymorons, with their sharp contradictions, highlight absurdities and challenge perceptions. Whether it's jumbo shrimp or compassionate conservative, these witty dichotomies blur lines and evoke deeper reflection. Contrasting figures of speech magnify differences, enhancing the importance or triviality of subjects. In Sunset Boulevard, Norma Desmond responds to being called a has-been with, "I am big. It's the pictures that got small." This shifts perspectives, drawing attention to details otherwise dismissed. Tennessee Williams exemplifies the transformative power of tension by intertwining unique contrariety into his works. Identifying story cores with conflicting edges frames narratives with paradoxes that magnetize audience attention. These techniques don't just create clever phrases, they generate cognitive tension that makes ideas impossible to forget.